how are you feeling ahead of Big Sound? It's going to be a massive couple of days coming up.
So psyched. It's going to be so much fun. We've been prepping the last month and we're just on the edge of our seats waiting to jump on the plane.
Huge.
What does it like mean for Dole City to be playing Big Sound? Because like I mentioned, over 100 artists are going to be there. How are you feeling ahead of it?
A bit nervous, but so excited.
I think it's going to be really, really fun. We've been super keen for it the last month. I think overly keen because we've just been rehearsing so much.
Yeah, it's exciting to get to see so many other amazing Australian bands and meet huge important industry people. Like, it's a massive deal. It's a massive deal for us.
Yeah, so aside from your sets, because you have a couple locked in, will you be running around like Headless Chooks as well? Because that's kind of the vibe. Like, you know, there's so many venues hosting all these gigs and you'll probably find at your own set a lot of people will be running in and then running out and just trying to get in as much as possible. So is that what you're going to do in your own time?
Probably. I think that's pretty likely that we're going to have a lot of places to be and not enough time in the day.
Any particular acts that you guys are excited to see?
Approachable members of your local community. We're super keen to see them play. We just came off tour with them for the Polish Club tour.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was so much fun. They're absolutely, like, great guys. So we're really keen to see them again.
That looked like a really fun tour. It definitely felt like a kind of family vibe that you all, you know, became such great mates and stuff.
Yeah, we did. We really did. We miss them a lot.
And did you learn anything from, you know, their set or even Polish Club? Because those boys, you know, they are very charismatic and full of energy on stage. I'm sure those shows would have been great practice for Big Sound.
Yeah, definitely. They actually, like, Approachable Members, when they played before us, they gave us so much energy before, like, we played. And then Polish Club, they're just such great guys.
Like, so much energy.
So much energy.
Place,
like, especially like their bass player that like was filling in for the tour. He just goes ham and it's so good.
I just want to circle back because you guys formed as Dulcie mid last year, right?
Yeah, we did.
So it's just been over 12 months. How did you actually get together?
Well, I actually grew up with Sass, the guitarist, in Denmark. So we have been friends for like ever and did music down there. And then we came to Whopper and we tried out, we got in, and then that's how we met Ashley. And then Ash knew Maddie through school as well. And then she just asked Maddie to like drum for us. And that's kind of how we met everyone.
We were
everyone.
Just chilling out at Whopper last year in Perth and just had a few jams and kind of just knew that it was a huge vibe and we dropped everything just to pursue that and see how we went.
Well, very glad you dropped everything because, here you are. You've achieved so much in the last year as it is. And one thing I really love about your band, ladies, is the fact that the vocals are shared around. We heard Sass take the lead on this track. And Ash was behind the debut Fall, and Meeks, I know you can sing too, right?
Yes, I can. I can indeed. It's so coming.
It is? We're going to have your time to shine?
Yeah, hopefully soon.
Pretty shortly, I think.
We'll see.
As in, like,
surprises.
Next single?
Potentially. We're having chats about it.
Yeah, definitely in the EP. 100% EP, but...
Ooh, EP.
Yeah, you just dropped the magic word. What can you
tell
me about it?
Hopefully...
That's it.
That's it. Maybe early 2020.
Yes! Oh, that's so exciting. So are you guys currently in the process of planning the other tracks that are going to feature on alongside these two, or...?
Yeah, definitely. We're just being super critical of ourselves and writing heaps and practicing and just seeing... like kind of coming up with the vibe of what we want the whole EP to sound like and how we want to come across. So lots of chats about the future of Dulcie.
Mm.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Well, that sounds very exciting. And so for those who are going to be seeing you over the next couple of nights, because you're playing on the Triple J stage tomorrow night at Famous for Big Sound and then Thursday night at Family. That's the name of the venue, right?
Yes.
Gosh, there's so many venues.
I actually haven't heard that venue before.
There's so many. Because Perth's so small.
Yeah.
It's so full on for us trying to figure out where we're going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely an overwhelming few days for you. So following Big Sound, though, You'll be supporting G Flip as well. That was just announced, yeah?
Yeah, we're super keen for that. We actually played with her not long ago when she last came to Perth.
Such a legend.
Oh, she's so great, yeah.
She knows how to sell out a show, that girl.
Yeah, I know, man. She's insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're super keen to be playing with her again.
And for these upcoming shows, including this one with G Flip and Big Sound, will you be taking those shows as an opportunity to kind of road test all the tracks that you were thinking about for the EP? Is that how it works with you guys?
Yeah, definitely. We like to play things just on whims. We're like, oh, maybe we can give that one a crack tonight.
Yeah.
And we like wrote it the day before.
Yeah. And we do that all the time.
Really?
I know.
It's so bad, but so good.
It kind of works. It works. And if it's bad, it just means you're like, well, it's not usually that bad.
Yeah.
But it just
means that people are like,
that song sucks. And we just don't keep working on it anymore.
I think that's a really great thing to do. And it kind of freshens up each show for you and keeps you guys motivated.
Yeah. And it puts us under pressure as well. And
we function well under pressure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be great for Big Sound.
Yeah.
Because anything can happen. Well, I hope you guys have the best time and make sure you try and get as much sleep and drink as much water as you can, because it's just going to be, you know, they don't call it Big Sound for nothing. It is going to be massive.
Yeah.
But Maddie Meeks from Dulcy, great to chat with you guys. Again, we've been loving the music and we can't wait to hear more about this EP.
Woohoo!
Thanks for having
Thank you
us,
so
Bridget.
Much for having us.